On today's episode, we are going to be discussing the top four things you need to be having in place before you see your very first patient. Stay tuned. Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week, I'm bringing you no-nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. I am your host, Andrea Maxim, and I wanted to break down the top items that I think you need to have in place before you ever see your first patient. So these are things that you could be setting up in while you're in school still, you could be researching them at least, while you are in negotiations for an actual location for you to practice out of, or if you're starting your own business, but while the walls are being painted and everything else. These are the, I would say, the top four pieces that I think you need to have in place before you even start working at somebody else's clinic or seeing your own patients, and we will go over them in detail. But first, when it comes to creating the systems and strategies in your business, I want to invite you to my free masterclass. You can register or save your seat at maximizebusiness.ca/3xyourbusiness. So the number 3, the letter X, your business. And of course, this link will be in the show notes, where you will get my favorite strategies and systems that I have in place and still use to this very day in my practice to help streamline everything, make time more leveraged, and make everything go a lot easier in my practice. So again, that's maximizebusiness.ca/3xyourbusiness. So check it out. But for the sake of today's episode, I wanted to go over my top four tools that I think every practitioner needs to have in place. Number one, without fail, you must have an online scheduling system of some sort. I cannot tell you the number one importance of having people be able to book in with you without having to talk to another human. We do not like getting on the phone. We are all very impulsive, and I've definitely mentioned this in a number of different podcast episodes, so I'm going to repeat it today. You must have an online scheduling tool of some sort, which you could put at the footer of all of your emails. You could put into your social media posts so that people can directly book in with you. If you are venturing into creating video ads or just videos on social media, I think this is the perfect call to action. And again, it minimizes a lot of hoops that people need to jump through, because the more hoops they need to jump through, the less likely they are to end up booking in with you. We really can only capture people's attention for a few seconds. And then after that, it's kind of like, well, if they stuck around, great, but you could have lost a really pivotal sale there. Now, it doesn't mean you have to pay for this software. Calendly has a free option where I think you get 1 or 2 booking links, more than enough for when you're getting started out, because basically all you really want to capture are those new leads, those initial patients or clients. So Calendly is perfectly fine. As you get more into a rhythm of having everything being booked online, MindBody is quite wonderful. Now, it is a huge software in the fact that it invoices, does all of your products. It's great for a multidisciplinary clinic, so may not be the first one you want to jump into. VCITA is used by a lot of people. In fact, I used that when I first started. I have since graduated to Acuity, and I will have all of these links in the show notes for you so you don't have to remember anything. And the reason why I like Acuity, and let me preface it with this, MindBody, VCITA, and Acuity all have a US monthly charge. I think Calendly also does for an upgraded version, which is anywhere from $10 or higher. Acuity is $20 US, VCITA is $15 to $20. mind body, I couldn't tell you because one of my clinic locations uses it and I love it, but I'm not paying for that software. The reason why I like Acuity is because not only can I create any booking link I want to, there's an unlimited amount of booking links that I can create. So I can have a booking link for each one of my appointments. If I have a specialized appointment, I can make a specific link for that. If I'm doing a Facebook ad, I make specific links for those Facebook ads so I know where my traffic is coming from. It's also really great because then on your calendar, you know exactly what those people are expecting on any given visit, as opposed to just a generic 15-minute visit. Maybe it's a weight loss visit. Or if this person is coming in off a Facebook ad, I know exactly what was in that ad, so I know what they're expecting to get in the first visit. You can also create your appointments to be private or public. So I can have some links that only people that have that link can use. They will never be able to see it openly on my website or any other place. And then, of course, there's the ones that are public that everybody can see and everybody can book into. Acuity also links with my Facebook page, so I have my entire booking calendar right on my Facebook page, too. I haven't had anybody use it as far as I know, but at least the option is there and it's all included in the service. And the other reason why I really like Acuity is because it gives you reports. So I can quickly download a report of all of the appointments I've had for the year, for the month, for the week, and it's all itemized by the appointment booking link. So for me, it helps me see on a month-to-month or year-to-year basis which appointments were more profitable, less profitable, or popular. And then also how my associates are doing that work for me in my Caledonia practice too. I can see how their booking has been. So I personally found all of those features to be more than worth it with regards to paying the $20 per month. And of course, that is an expense that's going against your business. So online scheduling has to be number one. Number two, I want you to pick one, max two social media sites that you are going to be using to position yourself as an authority. That could be Instagram and Facebook. The nice thing is those two are linked together. So every time you post on Instagram, it automatically posts to Facebook. So that makes life a little bit easier. Maybe Twitter is where you want to be hanging out. So with Twitter, you'll have to be a lot more engaged, posting more frequently, but it is very helpful with regards to hashtags and tagging people. Pinterest, maybe where you want to go. The cool thing about Pinterest is it's basically an SEO-driven social media site. So the more you use it, the more those posts will actually remain evergreen with regards to driving traffic into your business. No different than a blog post or a YouTube video. Speaking of YouTube, YouTube was where I got my start, and I still have patients today that comment on how many YouTube videos I've created and how engaged I am on YouTube and the content that I'm putting out there. And I haven't posted a new video to YouTube in probably the better part of a year. So you may want to be thinking about the social media sites that are takes longer for them to get going, but they pay off in dividends over the long haul. Facebook and Instagram are very quick sort of reward and gratification, but unless somebody's actually scrolling through your entire feed, or unless you're reposting a lot of your older posts, people just probably aren't going to see them. So you may want to be strategic about where you start, but as I said, pick one or two social media platforms. Now this brings me to number three. I strongly encourage, and I've done an entire Instagram story on this. I think I've done a number of videos on this. If you are going to be using Facebook and Instagram, it is in your best interest to make sure that you are also creating a few key audiences right from the get-go. Because here's the issue that I find a lot of my students will run into, is they've been working so hard at posting multiple times a day, their content is amazing, and yet they've lost all of that data because they didn't create an audience that's going to capture all of the people that are engaging with their posts. So with Facebook, you can go into Facebook Business Manager and you can create a couple of custom audiences. Those custom audiences, I would strongly recommend, will be likes, so people that like your page, and people that are engaging with your posts. And I would make that audience be for 180 days, if not more, because we want to be collecting as many people as we can, because most of us are local driven. So we don't have a huge online presence with regards to provinces and states and countries following us, or at least that's not going to drive money into our business. So we need to allow Facebook to capture as many people for as long a period of time as we can. So I would say 180 days is pretty safe. If you're doing something very, very short term, like a really quick promo or something like that, you may want to make it a shorter audience. But I would probably do people that like my page over 180 days, people that engage with my posts in 180 days, people that engage with my page in 180 days, and let that be sort of your starting point. If you are going to be using Instagram as one of your social media pieces, then I would also do the same thing in Facebook and make Instagram audiences for the same thing. Instagram audience of people who follow your page, Instagram audience of people who engage with your page, Instagram audience of people who engage with a post. You can even create an audience for Instagram people who send you a direct message. So you have all of these different audiences. The most important thing is that you create those audiences at the very beginning so that you have access to them anytime you wanted to leverage an Instagram ad or a Facebook ad. It is not retroactive. So if you are listening to this podcast right now and you haven't created those audiences yet, if you create them today, which will literally take you 30 minutes max, it will not go back and collect all of that previous data. It's only going to move from today forward. So the sooner you get this done, the better. Now, the final thing that I wanted to mention is an email software. So this is what's otherwise known as a CRM software. That could be MailChimp, which is my least favorite, but it is free and it does serve a purpose. The reason why I don't like MailChimp is it's not user-friendly. A lot of my students are using it, and every time I'm trying to help them with their copy or create a landing page or figure out how to segment their audience, it seems to be such a headache and we just waste hours trying to figure it out. If you want to start with something that's free, MailChimp is where most people go. If you want to learn how to use MailChimp properly, please do. Otherwise, I would suggest you start with something like Constant Contact or AWeber or even ClickFunnels is kind of like an all-in-one for $97 a month. So what I mean by that is you can create not only your email audiences and tag them so that you can email certain people based on certain actions. You can also create landing pages with ClickFunnels. You can run a membership program with ClickFunnels. With Constant Contact and AWeber, it's strictly just going to be your email newsletter and your campaigns. I personally use Infusionsoft. Infusionsoft, just like MindBody, is kind of a really big piece of software. So I can do all of my emails. I do have the capability of doing landing pages in that software. It's just not very nice. They don't look very nice. But I can do all of my email campaigns. I also run all of my clinics through Infusionsoft and invoice all of my patients. I use it as my online store. So it gives me a lot of leverage in one spot, but it does cost about $200 US per month. Again, the links for everything that we're talking about will be in the show notes. So you can kind of see my recipe list as we go through it. The other popular email softwares that I would probably recommend that I know people are using would be Kajabi. So Kajabi, again, is another all-in-one that even allows you to run webinars through it. And then, of course, there's a number of different email softwares that for some reason it's just escaping my mind. So I will put some others in the list in the show notes as I remember them and as my team reminds me of the ones I was supposed to tell you about. But at least this gives you a good starting point. Now, the one thing that I'm sure you guys were waiting for me to say is a website. I personally don't think you need to have a website before you start seeing your patients. I do think you need to have a social media page, like I already said, for people to at least find out more about you. And most of my patients will find me on social media before they start researching me on my website. But I just don't think a website is where you need to be putting your time and your investment at the very beginning of your business. In fact, if I could do things over again, I probably would have waited until I was 2 or 3 years out to create my very first website. I most likely would have just started with a landing page. So what a landing page is basically, is it's a single page that gives a direct call to action and is very, very simple. It's basically one page with maybe a few tabs. Those tabs can also link to other landing pages. So if you're using software like Lead Pages, you could literally create a website just based off of landing pages. You don't need to have like a fully functional site. If you have a blog going, that landing page could link to either your online booking link or your blog, and that's it. If you wanted to have people book in a discovery call with you, that landing page could say book a discovery call or book in online. So again, you're giving people two options, and the easier your website is when people land on it for them to know what to do, the more successful your website will be. The other reason why I'm going against creating a website first and foremost is because to create a high functioning website, it takes a lot of time and effort. Maintaining a website is even more effort than that, and it can get very expensive. And there are days where I wish I could just scrap my websites altogether because I put so much money into them because I don't have time to be double checking the plugins and double checking all of the links every single week like you're supposed to. And I certainly don't want to be paying somebody a monthly fee to do that for me. So it all depends on kind of like your time, your budget, and what you want that website to do for you. More likely than not, you're only using a website to direct traffic. There is no reason why you couldn't have your traffic directed to a social media page. And on that social media page, it has your email right at the top. It has a phone number so that people can contact you. And even a landing page, or excuse me, a lead, like an opt-in, could also be there so you can start collecting emails. So with regards to the website side of things, I think I would wait for you to get comfortable with the type of branding style you want, the type of message that you're trying to produce. And if you were to look at my websites, they are good, but they are certainly not something that I'm proud of. It just isn't where I'm putting my time because I know it's not going to give me the return on the investment that I want it to. Because if I put all of my time onto my website, I don't have a huge amount of traffic going to my website anyway. It's more of just like a leverage tool to just prove that I'm legit. But I just don't think people care about that as much. If you have one, great. But as I said, even just having a landing page is more than enough. So I do have a ton of podcast episodes on how to create a really high functioning website. The most popular one is the one by Aaron Flynn. I cannot think of the number off the top of my head, but we will put that link into the show notes. And so you can watch that to learn all about how to make that website work for you. And that is something that my team and I are going to be working on in the next quarter, is completely updating the Maximize Business website. Eventually, I will also be updating the Maxim Movement website to reflect the GATT protocol and creating a better flow to that website. But if you go to themaximmovement.com, you can at least see that initial home page, which ultimately is just book in with me or check out my blog. And it works beautifully. So again, I'm going to recap what those top four items are that you must have in place before you see your first patient: an online scheduling link, if at the very least use Calendly for your initial appointments only; social media, pick no more than two social media sites; if you are creating a Facebook business page and or an Instagram business page, make sure that you start a Facebook business manager account that will track all of the traffic that is coming to those pages, and finally choose an email software. I don't recommend MailChimp, but it is free and it may be where you want to get started. And one final note that I want to make on the email software side of things. For those of you who are associates in somebody else's clinic, you should be collecting every single email from every single new patient that you get. You should also be collecting every single email from every person you engage with in a seminar, a trade show, a free talk somewhere. Anytime you can collect a new lead, you have 100% responsibility, and I am making it mandatory from me that you collect all of those emails. Those emails are going to be your bread and butter moving forward. They often say that the amount of gold that you have in your business is typically your email list. Now, it doesn't mean your email list has to be thousands upon thousands of people, but those are a direct way for you to contact and reach out to prospective new patients as well as your old patients to reignite them. Failure to keep those emails is really going to do you and your business a disservice. So promise me that you are going to create all four of these items. Again, we're going to have a complete grocery list in the show notes for you. And what I want you to do now that you've gotten through the episode, is I'd like you to register for the 3X Your Business Masterclass. What the masterclass is going to go over is even more systems and strategies that you could be implementing now in your business to help leverage your time and make your business run more streamlined. So that is maximizedbusiness.ca/3xyourbusiness. And I look forward to hearing from you on how that goes and if there's any way that I can support you further when you have either listened to this episode or went on to that free masterclass. So guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode and I look forward to getting into your earbuds on the next one. Next week, we are going to be going over the elements of the basic onboarding process. So the elements that you need to have for onboarding new patients into your business. So you're going to want to check that out. I'm Andrea Maxim and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you as always for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.